This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Two U.S. astronauts splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico Sunday after a two-month flight to the International Space Station aboard the commercially developed SpaceX spacecraft Crew Dragon. Astronauts Robert Behnken and Douglas Hurley lifted off to space from Florida in May, in the first time a commercially developed spacecraft had carried humans into orbit. Hurley and Behnken, both married to astronauts, departed the space station on Saturday night. Microsoft Corporation says it is continuing talks to acquire a popular short video app, TikTok, from Chinese internet giant ByteDance. This, as U.S. President Donald Trump has agreed to give ByteDance 45 days to negotiate the sale. The White House and top congressional Democrats remained at odds over the scope of more assistance for 30 million American workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic. Principals in weekend meetings between the Trump administration and congressional Democratic leaders on a new COVID relief bill are calling the sessions productive. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
It would require a substantial move from the Democrats on.
But Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says one area they could agree on is supplemental employment benefits.
We proposed a one-week extension at $600 so that while we negotiate a longer-term solution, at least all those people don't lose their money. And I'm surprised that the Democrats won't agree to that.
He appeared on ABC's This Week, as did House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The idea that they made a proposal is really not actually factual.
She maintains administration proposals don't even have Republican support. One key figure not directly participating in the meetings, Senate Majority Leader Mitch